Okay, Mark, I'm done with your back body. I'm gonna lift this sheet and I'm gonna ask you to flip over and slide down. Well, you know the drill. Slide down so that your head comes off the face cradle. All right, here you go. Good. All right, so just put the sheet back on and I'll put this bolster underneath your knees to support your lower back. And just like I did before, I'm just going to fold this sheet onto itself a few times so that you just have the sheet across your hips. How was the pressure on the back? Was it do you want to keep it the same for the front? Do you want a little harder, a little softer? The same? Okay. And I saw on your intake that you like extra emphasis on your quads, right? Your quads and also your neck and shoulders when I get up there. That's all good. It makes sense. I know you work out a lot, so I'm sure your quads are tight. Oh yeah. I guess it's just now seeing that now that you turned over. Yeah, it's probably a little bit weird that I wear a bikini top to work in, but you probably noticed when you were facing down that when I massage, I use my elbows and my shoulders a lot because I'm kind of small, so I have to use more of my body, especially for guys or bigger guys or bigger people. So wearing a bikini top kind of helps. I mean, it's not meant to be a come on or anything. I think you know that. Also, with all the oils. Speaking of which, let me get some more. Just less laundry for me to do. Really? My technique? Yeah, I can see how my technique is probably a little different from other people. I mean, we all have our own modalities and different ways, so. But I do other things. I'm a dancer. Well, I was a dancer, and now I also teach yoga. A lot of dancers move on to yoga and massage. It's just knowing our body so well and having a lot of knowledge on anatomy and therapeutics too. Very important, of course. And I also do another kind of therapy, so I'm really attuned to, the body and what the body needs any given time. But thank you. That's interesting that you notice that. A lot of people just kind of submit to a somatic massage and they don't really think about all the different styles, but it works for me. The other therapy that I do, you could say I'm a sex therapist. No, I didn't go to school for that. I didn't train formally for it. When I was in grad school, I worked in a sex toy store, like a nice upscale one, uptown, not one with sticky floors. And it was just retail, and I somehow, over time, I found myself like always giving informal counseling to people on, what to get and like if they were trying to achieve something, what they would, what they should get with their partner. It was a lot of fun actually, but it was a fun job. And then over time, people would reach out to me, like not even in the store, and say, "Hey, so and so told me that, you're really knowledgeable about this stuff, and I'm really working on intimacy with my partner or whatnot." So it just came out organically that way. It was not something that I had on my, career aspirations really, but it's been very satisfying. Perverts? Do I get a lot of perverts? I mean, sure, you get the odd call from the horny guy, but I mean, I've gotten really good at at ferreting those out. I mean, I am a girl in New York City, you know, I can figure but being able to help people who really need the help is very rewarding, and it definitely makes up for the little bit of the pain in the ass that it can be sometimes. I mean, you know, even the pervs, so-called perverts, are harmless. Okay, so I'm just gonna slide my hands up your quads like this. That feels good, right? I like to work symmetrically. I mean, there are times when you do left side, right side, but when possible, I like to do both sides at once, just so that the body feels balanced. So, do you? Don't get me wrong. I don't. This is, you know, I don't offer this to guys or actually even girls. But do you want to let me to massage your penis? Looks like you need some attention there. I mean, it's, you know, therapeutic in the name of therapy. And I think after what I just told you, you can be sure that I can do that without any, you know, taboo. Do I want to sign a waiver? I know you're an attorney. No, I'm not going to yell harassment after the fact. I mean, you should know that I don't do a single thing I don't want to do, you know. And this is a little bit not that I engage in sex with my sex ed clients, but I do share very graphic information with them. So, you know, it's like, just imagine I'm like a doctor or a nurse. But hey, it's up to you. I don't mean to make you uncomfortable. I'm sorry. Okay. Well, here, let me get a little bit more lube. I mean, oil. Okay, so I'm just with one hand, I'm just gonna rub your belly as always. And you always wanna rub in a, just in case this ever comes up, you always wanna rub in a clockwise direction. In the direction of digestion, right? And I'm just gonna take hold of your penis here and massage that. Yeah, pressure's good. I'm sure. I have to say, you've got a nice penis. It's a nice handful. I know, I can barely close my hand around it. I'm just gonna switch hands, and the hand that was on your belly, I'm gonna take that now to your penis. I'm just gonna work my other hand between your legs and go to the back a little bit, okay? Don't be alarmed. You like that? This is good, right? It's a full body massage. You're looking pretty blissed out. So listen, I can continue like this. I'm happy to continue like this. And I still have to do your upper body, actually. Or I can change gears and continue with my body. Yeah? Okay. I'm just gonna take my bikini top off. And well, everything. You look kind of thirsty there. Do you want a taste? Okay, I only have one stipulation. You need to keep your hands by your sides or to yourself. Okay, no touching. It's imagine I'm massaging you with my body. Rather than with my hands. It's not a, you know, I'm not fucking you. Let's put it that way. So I'm just going to climb on. I'm just going to put my hips over your face so that I can face your cock. So I can keep working on your cock with my hand too, and you can have a taste, yeah? That's nice. Is this relaxing for you? Oh yeah. Oh yeah, that's good. I don't think that there was a space on your profile for telling us that you're an ass man or not. Thank you for telling me. That's good. You're tugging my ass. Oh, Jesus. Oh, no, I mean, I told you there's no taboo with me at all. At all. I'm just going to sit up for a minute. I'm going to sit right in your face. I have to oil up my front. Okay, I'm going to pull off your face. I'm going to slide down your body a little bit. Okay, I'm going to massage your cock with my chest. You're going to love it. Different, right? Oh yeah, you like looking at my ass like that? You can see it's pretty dark in here. Oh, you can just make it out? Oh, that's nice. That's good. I'm glad. Oh, it's fucking hot. Oh god. Shit. I'm getting kind of turned on now. Okay, I'm gonna slide down a little bit more. I'm gonna grease up my ass cheeks, that is. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, I can't help it. I always have to touch my asshole when I do this. Oh hey, you can't do that. I told you to keep your hands to yourself. Oh, you forgot? Yeah, sure. Okay, listen, I'm going to slide down and I'm going to reverse cowgirl you. I'm going to massage your cock with the crevice of my ass, okay? With all that oil. Hot dogging, is that what guys call it? Okay, sure. So we can combine it with a yoga, we'll call it upward facing hot dogging. Oh shit, oh yeah. Oh, it feels good. How is it for you? Yeah, you like that? You like running your hands on my back? You weren't supposed to touch me, but that's okay. I don't mind that. Oh, your cat feels nice. Second, I'm going to get something from the shelf. Listen. I've actually been turned on by you for a long time now. I'm pretty ready to come already. So I'm gonna lean back on one hand and I'm gonna need you to take hold of my hip so I can work my clit with this vibe. Alright? Just hold my hips. Yes. Absolutely, the agility comes in handy from the yoga, right? It's probably not a very yogic thing to do, but anyway, we won't tell anybody. Listen, I know I said I was gonna fuck you, but I just wanted the tip of your cock in my ass just as I'm coming. Is that okay with you? Oh god. Oh, it's so good. Oh, that's so slick, Jesus. Ah, that's kind of like my version of third eye opening there. You can Google what that means later. Third eye. It's not that third eye. Oh God. Oh fuck. Oh my God, half your huge cock is inside me now. I'm sorry. This is really unprofessional, but you're such a beautiful cock. Oh. Oh my God, you're completely inside. What the fuck? Oh yeah. That you're like pulling out, coming all over. It's gonna come more on you than on me because I'm on top of you. Okay. Let me finish you off with my ass cheeks. Okay. Oh, that's kinky. Here we go. Oh yeah. Oh God, you're squeezing my ass cheeks together. Oh God, you just sprayed all over my back. It's raining down on your body. Unbelievable. I'm gonna have to say this one for one of my classes. Oh my God, my clit's really sensitive right now. Oh, it feels good though. Oh, I like that. Oh yes, slip your fingers in my pussy. I'm just gonna lie back on you. Oh my God, you're so sexy. So like I said, I don't do that. Actually, I've never done that in this massage setting. So don't even think about over tipping, okay? I would take that as an insult. I'm gonna put this down as research for my work. I might even write it off somehow. Find a way to write it off. Oh, you wanna? Do I make house calls? You wanna be my research subject? Maybe. I never kiss clients, but let's give me a kiss.